Welcome to Powwow the Dance, a program that explores the cultural and traditional powwow songs of the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa.
My son Aki, he's 7. I was giving this drawing by my aunt. She had just out of nowhere seen him in this regalia and hadn't even been made yet. So she drew it from memory and gave it to me and said, "Here, you have to make this." Kind of all fell together, I guess is the best way to describe it. I tried to sew it by sewing machine, and I went through 3 sewing machines because they just all broke. And so I just said, heck with it, it'd probably be faster sewing it by hand. So I sewed everything by hand. I made the fringe. It just all came together. I had no idea what I was doing. It was supposed to have yellow fringe, black velvet, and it was supposed to have beading on it, but the first regalia that I made him, it was just black velvet with the yellow fringe. And then we just kind of danced out till he grew out of it. I had a dream. My grandma Arlene, she's passed away a while, about 5 years now. I had a dream that I was showing her this beadwork, and I hadn't even made it yet. And she was smiling. She had the greatest smile with accomplishment. It was black velvet, and black velvet, I see, is used a lot in a lot of traditional regalia. And that's what his outfit is supposed to be, a traditional. It's the vision that my aunt saw and my dream that I had, his regalia matches very well with what was given to me to be made. Yeah, he was like, "Mom, that's so beautiful." And so like his moccasins now were the moccasins that she made me when I was like 13.
Cool.
So yeah, she's part of that outfit a lot.
Powwow the Dance is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.